Wait, there you recording? Go ahead.
Porsche, are you trying to escape my podcast?
If I did, I'd Porsche, just run.
Nope. Get over here. Nope, all right, nope. I'm trying to get as close.
I can jump past them.
You can jump. Hold on.
I'll move. I got
Joe,
hops.
I thought you were on my side, Joe. Why
Joe was on his. Joe was on his own side.
How okay, look. Like a bad reason to be on your side. Okay, I will not lie. That's an excellent point. Point taken to Mr. Joseph.
Thank you. Are we talking about anything?
I mean, I keep trying to go towards old people, but I keep derailing myself.
Yeah, you do.
All right. So, anyways, the one thing I wanted to talk about, just because I don't know how much time we have left, was a Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike being a video game. There's a team, like an international team from Sweden, because you know people play video games professionally, which is one of the dopest careers in all of mankind. And anybody that disagrees is a fucking nerd. Stunned silence.
No, you should have seen the look me and Nathan gave each other. We're like,
hey, you were the guys that wanted to be a part of this.
Switching the term of nerd, very nice.
I like man, it.
We're all about busting barriers and hymens on this show.
wait, what? That is a huge myth. You do not break the hymen, and if you do, then the hymen. I'm not even going to talk about it. Let me stop.
No, that's a great thing to talk about.
Please. Okay. No, please do
so,
go on.
You know this whole thing about how guys think when a girl loses her virginity that the hymen breaks and that's how you know they lost their virginity when they bleed?
Yes.
A girl can literally rip her hymen from doing the splits. Like, a hymen is really easily broken.
She must really enjoy the splits.
Like, literally, like, you can bend over and break your hymen. Like, it doesn't mean if you bleed from having sex that you're not a virgin. Your hymen is easily broken.
You just blew.
I think I did.
Okay.
Because it's really sad because, like, in other countries where virginity is so highly, like,
yeah, raised, right, yeah.
A woman can literally get completely exiled for not having her hymen intact, but she might have did the splits as a, like, freaking 5-year-old and broke her hymen, so my bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Now you guys know, your penises aren't all that bad.
Mine's terrible.
the honesty.
All right, first sucks. Off, this makes up an excellent point that I was having with my girlfriend last night.
Oh.
Okay, all right, y'all need to shut your mouths. Okay, first of all, this is just a point that I would like to make. I have lots of respect for gay men, and do you want to know why? Because it takes a lot of gumption to get a dick and not just go, ugh, just instinctively, because penises are disgusting to look at.
Yes, they are.
It's just a fleshy tube with, like, some balls hanging there.
It is.
Yeah, but then, like, what's a vagina? You know what I mean? Like,
it's
in my
a glory
opinion,
hole.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
it's not.
It's life.
There's not. To me, they both aren't that great to look at. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like, if you look at a dick, yeah, sure, okay, it's like spherical and then it has two balls on the bottom, whatever. But like a vagina, I mean, you know, it's got like flaps and like.
I personally believe vaginas are beautiful. They look tasty.
That's okay. That's all right. Yeah, but I mean,
that's the gay in me. Like, they look like a fruit. I don't know how to explain
it. They look like a fruit.
Yeah.
Kind of
they
fucking
look,
fruit
like
are you
a
eating?
Flower, like
a ran over avocado.
Like, vaginas are beautiful. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I mean, I'm just saying. Amazing. I mean, so like anything, I don't know. I'm just saying they both don't look that great. They both are, you know.
So yeah. I have a story for you guys. When I was a kid, I walked in on my brother having sex, and I'm like, when did you get a snake in between your legs? Like, I couldn't, I didn't understand what it was. I'm like, you don't have a hole either? I'm like, what is that? Like,
I have a similar story.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this one time I was, I'll try to make it quick, but this one time there was this girl in my neighborhood, and she was a little bit older than me, probably about 13, 14. I was like 9 or so at the time, and I was like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Hey, hey, hey. And she did, and it freaked me out because there was like hair and stuff, and I didn't know about that then, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is cool. All right, that's enough of that. All right, I think I got to go home now.
Joe, and you Joe, still I have ended a very important a straight question, man. And this is not. Did you show her yours?
Yeah, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Like, I just did it real quick. Like, ah, here you go. It's like bad trade. You know what I mean? Like, yours is terrifying looking.
Listen here, sir.
Here you go. Ah, whatever.
In my mind, Joe now has a fear of vaginas.
Yeah, that's like what I was every thinking.
Time. That may be why I feel the way I do.
I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking hold right on. Now. I'm like, no, how are you a straight on. Man?
Hold
how?
On. Cutting everything. What do you mean you feel the way that you do, Joe?
Well, I just said that they're both not that great looking.
Oh, so I'm saying maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I think that way.
Okay, I was really confused for a second. Cause
you're,
I was like,
you're concerned for Joe. Like, Joe, well, is like, that's why you're
I feel. Maybe
us?
That's why I feel the way that I do. I was like, Joe, do you actually have a fear of vaginas?
Like, how does your girl feel them. About that?
I enjoy
a good vagina or two on the weekends.
I'm just saying in general, though, like, looking at it for what it is.
It really is.
It is what it is.
It is just a few flaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not snorting.
The snort spiked.
Wow, it did spike.
I love boobs. Nice ass.
Okay.
But the vagina's like, hey.
Yeah, like, vaginas by themselves are inherently not sexy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, like, a butt on its own, like, that's fun to look at.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe, for agreeing with me. Porsche is having a panic attack.
The vagina there is great. It adds to
yes. Yes, well, vagina is like a good support character in a game.
It's like a positive.
That's the main character. What are you talking about?
No, because a main character has a backstory.
It's a supporting character.
It is a supporting character.
I can't understand
you know what it is?
In my mind
okay.
how you guys don't think that vagina is the main character. It's like the dessert. It's the main...
No.
It's the what everyone wants.
If anything, the penis is the main. It has to be.
Okay, nah. Let's just like...
Nathan is like, what did I get into?
All right, so the vagina is a supporting cast member. Mm. We, the two, just democratically speaking, everybody in this room is saying that the vagina is a supporting cast member. Listen, it's an Emmy Award-winning Best Supporting Actress.
No, I'm
however,
telling you.
It's just a support actress.
No.
When you add it to something, it becomes better. But on its own... It's sort of okay.
They sell vaginas on their own. A fleshlight is a real thing for guys out there. That
is a dildo. And I think dildos are more popular than fleshlights. I've been in many sex stores. Their selection of pocket vaginas versus dildos is much different.
Pocket
like it's like they have like six of those. And then they have
all different models.
Store dedicated to penises.
Yeah, you got long ones, short ones, wide ones, thin ones, ones
double
that are
ended ones.
Ones that are the shape of a horse's junk.
One that actually.
One that's also a vibra. One that
vibrates and wiggles.
I would just like to point out, Porsche and Nathan, the two people at the end of the studio. Have their own podcasts where they're significantly more serious than this. And they went from their podcast to this one where we have just talked about dildos pocket vaginas for a good 35, 40 seconds.
I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable than Nathan right now. Nathan is holding himself for dear life.
Hey, Nathan, you're doing good, man.
I have raunchy friends. I have friends who literally will tell me when I came home from a date, like, did you fuck? Did you get some dick?
Okay, but like, that's just part of the best friend part. As soon as you get home from spending time with a guy, it's like, yeah, yo, what is the most important question? What does his dick look like,
bro? Oh my god,
does he have a weird looking dick?
My friend,
that's all I care
the life
about.
Out of me, she was sitting in the living room in our chair back at university with the lights off next to the lamp, like in the movies. And when I walked there for my day, she's like, did you get some dick? I'm like, whoa. We got to wrap it up, guys. It's getting close.
We have to wrap it up. All right. This has been episode numero dos of the Dollar Store Podcast. Once again, I've been your magnificent greatest host of all time, Josh Cooper. My sort of like 7 out of 10 player 2 over there has been Porsche. I guess I'm doing the outro.
I'm sorry. My feelings kind of hurt. My
feelings are not welcome in this dollar store. Nathan has been my head technician for this episode. Let us all say thank you to Nathan on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Domo arigato, Nathan.
And, of course, my wonderful first guest, Joe. Say hi, Joe.
Hello and goodbye.
You see how Joe was getting wonderful, and I'm just getting sir okay.
Opportunity missed.
You missed your window, bro.
Porsche, if this is a guest, when a guest comes into your house, they are fucking royalty. As soon as Joe leaves, I'm going to be talking to shit about his shoes.
Nah,
no
listen,
offense, Joe.
What you do, guests so in my house, when they come in, you're not a guest. You help yourself to the refrigerator. You get treated just as bad as everyone else. That's all I'm saying.
You get treated just as bad as everyone else.
Yes.
All right, anyways, we have to wrap this up. So thank you for joining me and us. Yes, I said me and us. That's going to be the new outro. If you don't like it, you can sign a petition at www.idontgiveashit.org. Thank you for joining me and us on the Dollar Store Podcast, and I'll see you whenever it is that we do the next episode. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Everybody. All right.